name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus institutes the office of the Holy Ministry in his resurrection. As he breathes the Holy Spirit on these frightened apostles of his and commands them to forgive sins. And whatever they forgive of those who repent, they are forgiven, but whoever does not repent, they are not forgiven. But what he does on the night of his resurrection is not something new or unheard of. Indeed, he was preparing them for this from the very beginning of their call. Indeed, as he told Peter to let down the nets for a catch this first time, and they take such a large quantity that the nets begin to break and the boats begin to sink. But remember what happens in the very similar scene after the resurrection. Even though they take a great large quantity of fish, St. John tells us 153 of them, neither the nets break nor the boats sink. So what is it? It is that in this life, there are sinners. There are hypocrites mixed in with the people of God. Those who say, I believe, but who do not. Those who say, I know better than the Word of God. My way should be sufficient. I know better than the Word of God. And so the church on earth suffers distress, suffers violence, suffers damage. But remember the word of our Lord, even though she suffers yet on earth, yet the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. So even though it seems that the nets break, as though that which the apostles are sent to cast is weak and is somehow lacking, it still accomplishes the purpose for which God has sent them. Even though the boats begin to take on water and to sink, yet by God's provision, the Holy Church stays afloat in this raging world of madness and of sadness and of violence. And we are brought safe and secure to the land of the living and placed at the feet of Jesus. But because we live in the midst of a dying, hostile world, because we live where the nets break and the boats sink, our Lord Jesus calls, appoints, and sends men to be fishers of men, to cast the net of his holy gospel, that we might be caught not by our own cunning, not by our own devices, not by our own works, but by the proclamation of Christ crucified for us and in our place, that we may be caught by the proclamation of his resurrection, that because he lives again, that because we are named with his holy and precious name, we too shall rise even as he is risen and be brought to that shore where the nets do not break, where the nets are revealed to be what they are in fact, the pure gospel of his word, which cannot and is not overcome, where the boats do not sink, for it is a mighty ark that cannot be sunk, that cannot be ravaged by the seas of fickleness and of the opinions and fads of men. But still we wait. Still we wait for the Lord to keep and to fulfill that last promise. And while we wait, he sends forth his fishers of men to proclaim that saving gospel, which is weak and which is nothing in the eyes of men, but is indeed the power of God unto salvation, that we may hear and believe in our Lord Jesus, who has borne our sins in his body and reconciled us to his Father upon the tree, that we may eat and drink in the presence of God at his table, that we may see the veil between heaven and earth lifted, as we come into His presence with shouts of thanksgiving and shouts of joy, and feast on that which was offered up for our salvation, that we may feast on that which is the guarantee and the seal of our own resurrection. The Son of Man is indeed risen from the dead, and the gospel does indeed go forth from Jerusalem into Judea and into Samaria, and by the grace of God into the ends of the earth, that we who may think that we are ones untimely born, we who live in South Bend, Indiana, in the year of our Lord 2024, may hear that same life-giving, saving gospel, that we may receive that same medicine of immortality in the Holy Communion, that we may be washed clean, named with the name of God in the same holy baptism, that we may be caught by the same net of the gospel, brought into the same boat of the Holy Christian Church, and be kept here, safe and secure with our Lord Jesus, who died but is risen again, until He comes again in glory. But as we wait, and while we wait, He comforts us and gladdens our hearts, showing to us in the sacraments, as He showed to Thomas and to the apostles gathered in the upper room for fear that night, He shows us His hands, feet, and side, and He declares, "Peace be with you." And our sins are forgiven for His sake, that we may live, that we may live eternally, regardless of what it is that we suffer and endure in this life. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In Jesus' name, amen.